Good afternoon. This is Jack, KI7RMU, and this is the new net on the WW7PSR 2-meter repeater operated by the Puget Sound Repeater Group here in Seattle, Washington. It's Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. This is a midday net to see who's out there listening and to see if any of you would like to let us know what's happening with you. If you'd like to give an I.O. or a report of up to 3 minutes, all I need is your name and call sign. Again, I'm Jack, KI7RMU. Come ahead now with your name and call sign for the noon net.
K1MDR, it's Mike.
All right, Mike, I've got you on the list. Who's next?
KC7DYJ, Lisa, in and out.
An IO from Lisa. Have a great afternoon. Thank you, Lisa. More stations, please.
KI7, Zulu Echo India, Tim.
Afternoon, Tim. I've got you on the list. Anybody else?
Bob Grossi, W7DMG.
All right, I've got Grossi. I had somebody doubling with Grossi, though, I think. Let's go back and get that doubling.
That's to you, Jack, and turn it
up. And call.
B9 Echo Alpha Alpha.
All right, welcome, Marty. I've got you on the list. Anybody else?
She's the super mom, must not be working. There's an Echo Link. It's Kilo Mike Zero Quebec, KM0Q, Darren with an IO.
All right, super mom's working on our end. I don't know what's going on over there, but I've got you on Echo Link there, Darren. Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon. That's KM0Q with an IO. Let's go back to Mike. Find out what that kitty count is. How many fur balls you got left there, Mike, K1MDR.
Hey, everybody. Well, the kitty count is still 7 and a mama. We haven't had any luck. People said they're going to show up, and they never do. I had an email the other day saying, hey, I'm interested. Gave the guy my contact information, still haven't heard from him. So, yeah, we still got the full 7 kittens and a mama. But it's all good. Kittens are, you know, of course, you know, doing what kittens do and creating all sorts of noise in the middle of the night and being cute and furry at the same time. So, yeah, you want a kitten? Let me know. I really need them to have new homes. The other thing is insurance took the truck yesterday. So it's off to see whether they're going to total it or not. Kind of mixed on that one. I don't really want to get into another truck payment, but I also... I also really like this truck, so I wouldn't mind keeping it, but I just don't know if the repairs are going to be, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm an ex-auto body tech and I'm kind of picky about stuff like that and how they get repaired. I wouldn't mind repairing it myself, and I know the work I would do would be top-notch, but I don't always trust other people to work on my stuff. And it's just, you know, after being a mechanic and an auto body tech and having over 30 years experience of doing that, that's just, you know, anybody else out there with my same level of experience probably feels the same way. At least I think they would. I know I would. But anyway, that's about all I got right now. Anyway, return to the net. K1MDR.
All right, Mike, have a good day. And, you have the fur ball count still 7 and a mama. So somebody out there has to need another kitty, or maybe their first. So, yeah, let Mike know if you can. K1MDR, contact information on QRZ. Thank you, Mike. All right, well, keep us up to date on all things related to that truck, and goodbye for now, I guess, but maybe welcome another one at some point. All right, we had an IO from Lisa. Thank you very much, Lisa. Let's go see what Tim is up to. KI7ZEI. Good afternoon, Tim.
Hello, Jack, Lisa, Grossi. Yes, indeed, it is a good afternoon. Everyone's sounding good on the radio there. Hope they're staying healthy. Well, it is pretty nice out. There was a little teeny little bit of rain this morning, but I just finished looking at the weather radar. There's no rain for the rest of the day. The sun is kind of coming out. There are a few little blue spots, so people should, I'm suggesting, this is only a suggestion, people get up there and do some stuff or have some fun, whatever. And actually, the rest of the week looks pretty much the same. Sunday may be more rain, but otherwise it looks like just mostly cloudy, and the temperature's about the same. So With that, I'll just turn it back. I don't have anything really important to say except that I'm busy as heck doing stuff, and hope everyone is maybe more relaxed than I am. KI7ZEI.
Well, I'm not sure anybody could be more relaxed. You sound fantastic. You just sound like you're just having a nice old time, kicking back on the Chaise Lounge, got a little drink with a, well, wait, no, no, well, it's afternoon. I guess you could have a drink with some pineapple in it, maybe, and a little umbrella. But you're not in Hawaii, but anyway. All right, we'll talk to you soon, Tim. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic afternoon. Let's go see what Grossi's up to, see how his afternoon is doing. W7DNG, Bonnie Lake.
Well, hello, everybody on the net. Grossi here, W7DNG. The gentleman with the tractor, truck. Hey, I'd talk to the insurance company and see if he can pick it up before they haul it off. Might get a pretty good buy. I did that years ago on a truck that I got rear-ended with, and they totaled it out, and I ended up keeping it and went in and straightened everything out, got it recertified to be okay to drive, and it was well worth it. Saved me thousands of dollars. But that's just my opinion on that. I don't know if you can do that with them or not nowadays. But old school. Rabbits are doing good around here. My kitties are kind of in and out. I don't know what they're doing. I guess when they get hungry, they come to my place. If not, they've probably got another house they're wandering to, too. But that's okay. Can't think of much going on today. I'm just kind of putzing around here. Did some metal detecting the other day out on a friend of mine's farm and found a few things. The one guy that was with us found a V nickel, 1909, which was kind of cool. Otherwise found a bunch of pennies and nails and garbage, but it's fun. When you go metal detecting, it's kind of a fun little deal to do. I'm just rambling. Kind of slept in today, but yeah, can't think of much else to say. So everybody have a good day and better tomorrow. That's Grossi saying. Be safe out there, folks. W7DNG.
All right, Grossi. How would you recertify a truck that had been involved in an accident and the insurance had just said, nah, we'll go ahead and take that, but you get it back. How would that be recertified back in the day when that kind of thing was possible? Not that it isn't possible now, but how do you go about recertifying? Do you have to take the DMV, some kind of certificate from a certified, qualified mechanic, or what?
You go into the good old State Patrol, they inspect it, make sure it's in good shape, and they give you a certificate. I think now they call it it's on the tip of my tongue, I can't think of it now. Rebuilt, you get a rebuilt title for it, and then that way you can do whatever you want with it. But 9 out of 10 times people see rebuilt, they don't want to touch it. But my opinion, if it's been inspected and they said it's good to go, then it should be good to go. W7DNG, I hope that helped.
Comment.
Commenting station, hold on a second there. Yeah, well, I didn't think about the Washington State Patrol, but I guess that makes sense. All right, well, yeah, I don't know if they do that anymore. I don't know. In fact, that's the first time I've heard of that, in fact. So, anyway. All right, Grossi, well, you have a good afternoon. Let's go get that commenting station name and call, please.
Hey, it's Mike, K1MDR. I'm thinking about buying it back. I'm possibly going to do that. Right now, at least with the way the laws go right now, is if I buy it back from the insurance company, my title will say salvaged, but that doesn't mean that I can't drive it. It just means that the vehicle has been considered a total loss by insurance. Now, before I can get a license for it again, I'll have to take it down to the State Patrol and get it inspected. Even with the damage on it, they will still pass it so long as all the safety features work, the lights work, and there's no compromising, none of the damage compromises the overall safety of the vehicle. If I rebuild it when I rebuild it, then I can go back to the State Patrol, and then I get another inspection, and that inspection there will give me the rebuilt title. And then after 5 years, if there's nothing been happening to the vehicle, I can get the rebuilt removed from it. Again, it costs me another inspection. It's just a series of inspections that you have to go through. I did it not too long ago with another vehicle I purchased as a total, and I was able to drive it around a little while I fixed it up and got it all cleared a few years later. Anyway, I just wanted to update what they do now. So it's K1MDR.
All right. Thank you for coming back there, Mike. Yeah, that's very curious and very interesting, and what a good way to save yourself a lot of money if you don't want those new truck payments. Ah, very good, very good. Well, do keep us up to date. I'm curious to see how this flows through and whether or not you get your truck back at some point. All right. Anyway, thank you very much, Grossi, and Mike again. Thank you very much, K1MDR. Let's go to see what Marty's up to down in sunny Florida, W9EAA. Hey, Marty.
The weather here in Florida is kind of nice, at least this afternoon. This morning we were in the mid-30s, and that's not what I came down here for. But today it's supposed to warm up to the mid-70s and then go into the mid-80s a little later on this week. So that makes me very happy. Playing around a little bit with a new radio that just arrived, an FTM 510, and it is just a phenomenal radio. Been playing with C4FM and WiresX, and the receive sensitivity is just phenomenal. Back to you, Jack. Nice hearing everyone, and hope the weather gets a lot better here in Central Florida. W9 Echo Alpha Alpha. Back to you, Jack.
Right. Zero Lima 7, I'll take uniform level. Comment on salvage titles, salvage autos.
You just got that. You just figuring out all the functions and all the capabilities. Have you made some new contacts with people you never talked to before, I imagine?